The post-match interview.
Lauren Wood's waiting patiently for us.
Off the long run there too.
Thank you very much, boys. Just as Grian Myers fits the headphones over the hair, of course, it's a bit of an effort. But Grian, what a fantastic result for you.
Yeah, we can't really complain with the start we've had, but you got to keep it going from here. We're gelling well as a team, and if we can keep it going and get the momentum, it'll be awesome for the rest of the year.
You were whipped straight into a meeting, which Chris doesn't typically do. What did he have to say? You were only in there for a minute or two.
Oh, he just said, like, it's a great win, but you just got to, it's just one win at a time, really. You know, it's cliche kind of stuff, but we got to keep doing it because it's working at the moment.
Grian, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Kingy up in the box with Koza, Benny Cass, Domsey Lonigan and Justin Longmuir. You and I spoke after the JLT game, after we'd spoken pre-season, about your confidence levels. They must be through the roof at the moment.
Yeah, well, they're still the same as back then. I'm just getting a lot of opportunity out here at the moment. I feel I'm taking the opportunities I get, which is real rewarding for myself and the effort I put in over pre-season.
What layers have you added to your game over the first 6 or 7 weeks? You come in, you're a precious small forward, but have you been able to expand your repertoire at AFL level through the work you've been able to do off the field as well, I suppose, on the track and then obviously in the meeting rooms and watching your edits?
Yeah, 100%. As a TIC Cup player, I was just basically a goal kicker. I'd get up into the stoppage, but just try and beat my man back. But now I feel I'm getting the ball down the back line. I'm helping our defence real well. I'm not the usual chase down tackler, but I feel I can do that now. I just feel like I'm helping our defence, and then that brings us into attack, and I can run quite well. So then once I get in the back line, I'm supporting the ball the whole way through.
Grian, it's Ian Cohen here. I love watching the way you play football and the pressure you bring, and obviously the skills as well. When your team's up by 5 or 6 goals and there's only a couple of minutes to play, do you just take that little moment to have a look around the MCG and sort of not quite pinch yourself because you've worked hard to be there, but just think of, you know, the path that's taken you here and the team that you're a part of and what you're experiencing right now. Tell us about that emotional journey for you as well.
Yeah, growing up in Geelong, you watch these players forever, but once you're there, you don't really realise until you get home, and you're like, wow, I was just telling Gary Ablett what to do. I was just telling Joel Salad what to do. So it is surreal. You do have to pinch yourself. When I go out there, I always look around. Warm-ups, today when the song was on, I was just looking around, just admiring it all. You don't get these opportunities much, and you never know if it could be the last time you get these opportunities. So you got to take it all in. Once I'm out there, I usually try to focus on the game. But, yeah, if we are about to win, you can enjoy it.
What's been the biggest step? What's been the thing that's impacted you most in terms of not the training or the week or anything, but match day every single time? What's been the biggest learning for you? Is it the noise out there? Is it the communication? What is it?
Oh, it's a lot of confidence, really, in myself. Last year, I was a bit down on confidence. So I was having some off-field issues. Like, it was just, yeah, it wasn't really my year last year. And I had to go into the new year and just say, like, I had a contract this year. I wasn't thinking of that, but it's just like, all right, I've got to take this opportunity. You don't get these much. And I feel I have, and I've just got to go in each game with confidence and play my part for the team. Like, we're going so well at the moment, but that's because everyone's playing their bit for the team.
Grian, before I throw you to Justin Longmuir, can you give us an update on your contract situation? Has a discussion started?
Yeah, they have started.
You hope to? Started. What are you hoping to lock away? Sort of your 8 or 9 year deal on big money?
Yeah, 10 mil, 10 years will be fine.
Justin.
I like that, mate. Well done on the start of your career. It's been really impressive to watch. Just wondering what was said at quarter time, because you were losing the field position battle. I think it was 18 inside 50s to 8 at quarter time. What was Chris's main message at quarter time, mate?
It was a bit towards the mids, just when you get it out of there, because we looked dangerous when we were going forward. Like, I think what you said was 8 inside 50s. We had 4 goals, and I think we had the lead or just behind. So it was just, yeah, we just need to get that ball out of the middle and composed attack. We were letting them control the game and the tempo of the game, and once we controlled that, we feel we were scoring well and we were attacking well and we were dangerous on the other side of it.
Grian, how are you, mate? Tommy Lonigan.
Hello, Tommy.
Mate, another player that, like yourself, played really well, young player, Tommy Atkins.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's been in the VFL now for a couple of years, but I know he's valued held with the utmost respect around the club. How are you guys fitting in? Are you a good mate of yours?
Yeah, I drove up to the game with Tommy today, and he's coming home with me. We're bonding really well. We play a bit different, but we play the same role, and we're complementing each other well with that. And he's a yeah, like you're saying, everyone loves him at the club. He's just that classic bloke you can't not like, and he just shows on the field the way he plays. He's got white line fever, and he'll do everything for the team. So it's awesome to play with.
Groin, it's Benny Cass. Great to watch your footy development. You've got the little hand clap going before you get the ball, like just kick it to me. It's only a little thing, but it's you've got the confidence that you really want the ball to come to you now.
Yeah, definitely. Last year was completely different, but this year I just want it as much as I can. I feel I can do something dangerous with it, and I have the right decisions and skill sets now, so definitely want it.
And you're kicking. Look, you're obviously not the longest kick, but your ability to get the ball from point A to point B with sort of spearing balls, it's a real feature of your game. It just makes the life really hard for defences when you've got that ball coming in quickly.
Yeah, I do need to work on the distance of my kicking, but like you said, I have that in my repertoire. I've been working a lot on my kicking ever since I got drafted. The first thing they basically said is, like, I need a kick, I need to learn to kick, and I've been working on that since day one, and it's starting to come off, which is really, really rewarding.
What about your set shot? You go out on that arc, you kicked a nice one today. Are you sort of trying to have that arc coached, or is that out of you, or are you continuing to go on that arc?
I usually use the arc when I'm probably 35 longer, and then when I'm just learning a straight run up when I'm inside 30 at the moment, so I might not whip that out yet. I could, but yeah, I'm trying to learn both so then I can make sure of the easy ones and then still have that arc for the long ones.
Grind, we've been calling you the tip rat up here today. What's can you shed some light on who gave you that nickname and where'd that come about?
I actually have never been called that to my face, but I heard Joel said it on the radio last week, so I don't know.
He's an idiot,
really.
Isn't he?
It's sort of though, when the captain gives you a nickname, you probably just need to ride with it, I suspect. If you know, the captain wields a fairly decent influence over the club, Grind.
Yeah, I'm definitely not telling him not to. I'll just accept it and do my role.
I would, mate. I'd go to him Monday and say, cut it out. Really stamp your authority over that forward line, mate.
Grind, we really appreciate your time. We've really enjoyed watching you through these first seven rounds. Long may it continue for you. Well done, mate. And you'll be happy to know the Falcons got up over the top of the Swans Academy today.
Ah, finally.
Yeah, finally got a win. I know you've been following it closely. Well done, Grind. Good to talk
to you. Tip
thanks,
Tipper. Grind Myers joining us down in the Geelong Rooms.
The post-match interview.